Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Paul Offley, who is the main man when it comes to compliance for the Guild of Property Professionals and Finer Country. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
The question I'd like to ask you today is, why are the Guild starting to do qualifications? I know we've got Roper coming up, but why are you doing that? Why aren't you leaving it to the likes of Property Mark and other trainers? Talk to me.
This was something that we've been looking at for a considerable amount of time. So we know that in all the products and services that we offer, qualifications was that one that was the missing piece of the jigsaw. And we had a good training scheme. We have an associate training scheme, which we've written with approval from Trading Standards in Cambridgeshire. And that has worked very, very well for us, but it doesn't provide any formal qualification. And as you know, we are a membership organisation, and our members were saying to us, are you going to offer something? So we've been talking about this for quite some time. We've been exploring various options, and it's not been probably as easy as what we thought it would. But in the end, we took that decision that if it's something that the membership are requesting, then it's only right that we try to provide them with an alternative so that they and their teams have another choice in order to achieve some formal qualifications within the industry.
So Roper's on the horizon. We don't know when it's coming, but let's say it's 2 or 3 years. The considered wisdom is that all staff will have to be level 3. And if someone does a lettings and a state agency, you'll have to do in both.
Yep.
And then the bosses will also have to be level 4.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you going to be teaching everybody these, in essence, 4 different qualifications?
Absolutely. So what we're launching with is a level 3, a certificate or diploma level in residential sales, lettings and property management. And we're building this to make sure it fits our network across England, Wales, Scotland. And
sorry, is it just one level 3 for lettings and sales?
No, two separate. So sorry, there's one for sales and one for lettings and property management. So we're doing the level 3 first, because that's the one that everybody is telling us they would like to do. Once we've done that, we will do a level 4, and there's also a level 2 one. So for more entrance into the business, that we could do that career path for them. So we will have eventually level 2, level 3, level 4. And again, these are all Ofqual accredited. So it's quite good. I've been very impressed with what's available.
Do you think it's fair that bosses of estate and letting agents should be doing, especially level 4? I mean, I talk to a lot of people, and you know, level 3, most people probably just rock up to the exam centre and probably pass with not much. Is it fair that long established estate and letting agents have to, you know, you have to put some serious... I know plenty of people who have just rocked up and done level 4 and failed all of them.
And again, I think it's a fair question. I think, you know, I speak to lots of people and they say, well, actually, when this comes in, you know, if and when it comes in, that might be the time that my retirement suddenly comes a lot sooner than what it was going to. And I can totally get that when you've been in business for 40, 50 years and all of a sudden you've now got a set of qualification. But I think that we need to make sure, or we wait till we see what the syllabus is going to be, because that is the bit we don't know yet. And I think people will be surprised at the amount of knowledge they already have. And I don't think that gap between getting the level 4 qualification will be as great or as onerous as what they think it may be.
Is there a risk that somebody does your level 4 qualification and then when Roper does come out, they can say, well, it's not the right level 4?
No more risk than doing a Property Mark or an RICS qualification. Because at the moment, it is the new regulator, if they're appointed, that will decide on the syllabus for any mandatory qualifications. So until that person is appointed and until they've approved the syllabus, nobody who is currently offering any kind of qualification knows the gap between what they are offering and what the new requirement will be.
Do you think it would be fair if, let's just say, your level 4 or Property Mark's level 4 covered 90% of what the regulator wanted? You wouldn't expect someone to go and do a completely brand new set of level 4. Do you think there might be just like add-ons that they could add on, do you think?
And again, I think again, this was in the remit of the regulator, but I believe there will just be a bridge probably you have to take, and that would just be that gap between, and I don't think it's going to be a massive great big, you know, fourth road bridge gap. I think it's going to be a smaller bridge just between what you've got and any shortfalls and what the regulator wants. I don't think this is really being designed to turn people away from the industry or to turn people away that have got so much experience to give to leave the industry. It's just about making sure there is a qualification that goes
with
it.
So there's no... people are saying, well, I'll wait till they announce it before I do it.
I mean, my view has always been, if that is part of your business to make sure your teams are qualified and trained and offering the right level of service, do it now. Because then all it's going to make that transition between what they currently have and what the new syllabus is far much easier. So I would say, you know, if you're going to do it now. Why not?
At least you'll give yourself more of a run-up to get it done.
Exactly.
And again, I know that it hasn't been announced, but does someone have to do level three to enable them to do level four, or can they go straight in at level four?
Because it's dependent on the role, you would be able to go in and do a level four one. Obviously, you would look at the syllabus for that to make sure that you felt you'd got that right level of experience to do that. But if you could, then there's no reason why you couldn't do that.
And are you offering, is this just available to Guild and Finer Country members, or is this being offered to anyone else?
So at the moment, we're offering it to Guild. So we launched, what, 2-3 weeks ago, and we've already got 400 Guild members ready who would like to do that. So we're going to focus on the Guild members first, because they are the ones that have been asking for it. So we're going to deliver it to them. We've then got some work to do with our level four. Then we'll look, and if there is sufficient interest, well, maybe. I think everything's up for discussion at this stage.
And what is different to yours compared to Property Marks or any other suppliers?
I'm pleased you asked that, because I would say I like ours, but I do like ours. And I think what's different about it is it's not just a case of answering the questions. It's more assessment based and just checking your understanding. So you may be able to give me the right answer on what it says about a piece of legislation, but tell me why. Just talk that through with me more and really go into the detail. And it's not just about compliance. When we first started to look at this, we had a concern that, oh, is this just going to be another set of compliance? Now, if it was me, yes, perfect. I don't mind that at all. But it's not. This is about helping businesses drive their business. So there's some sale techniques in there. There's a bit on mindfulness. So it's a whole more than just an estate agency qualification looking at compliance.
So a lot more practical as opposed to like school book, textbook stuff.
Totally.
And that's what you think makes your qualification better than anyone else's.
Yes, absolutely. It really is. And we're using this fantastic piece of kit called Moodle, which I'd never come across before, but I've been using it myself. And it really is good because it's very much... the learning journey, it is great, and that's what I like about it.
Okay, so it's available to Guild members at the moment, but it will be open to other people. How do people get hold of the Guild so at least they know what this is all about?
Yeah, so and very interesting this one. Since we announced the launch, we've had far more people express an interest in becoming a Guild member because they like the fact that it's something that we can offer them. So if you go to the Guild website, you then all the information is there on how you can become a Guild member. And for those who are a Guild member, then the information is all available within their own members hub.
Paul, thank you for your time today. I am an absolute massive fan of the Guild of Property Professionals. I'm not being paid to do this, but I've had a great affinity with those guys for many, many years. I'm a huge believer in estate agents coming together, helping and guiding each other. Other affiliate groups are available, and I like them just as much. But as I said, I like the Guild as well. So thank you for your time today,
Paul. It's a pleasure.
And I look forward to talking to you about other video interviews today on other topics which could be of interest to the wide world of estate agency and letting agency. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.